Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Press release. Proposal to ban Hizb ut-Tahrir, whose speech leads to violence. Rather than explaining Bondi through its facts are being painfully distorted to fit a predetermined narrative. Whatever the facts say, whoever its perpetrators and victims are, whatever the context in which the Bondi attacks occurred, anti-Semitism must be the center of the conversation, in particular radical Islam's alleged violent expression of it. Zionist advocates are determined to lay blame for Bondi at the feet of Islam, despite the AFP commissioner Christy Baer insisting Bondi was not motivated by religion, nor were the perpetrators part of an Islamist-inspired network. But in a persistent but predictable effort to conflate anti-Zionism with anti-Semitism, Zionist advocates insist Islam fostered Jew hatred, and Islam's natural presence in society creates an environment in which anti-Semitism breeds and inevitably anti-Semitic attacks occur, a charge emanating from a people who have spent the last 2 years championing a genocide. So whose speech actually leads to violence? The dehumanization of Palestinians by Zionist advocates paved the way for the first genocide in 1947. Decades of propaganda paved the way for the latest instance of genocide in Gaza. Zionist occupiers in Palestine, supported by local advocates in this country, have repeatedly championed the collective punishment of Palestinians, the disposition of their land, and the genocide of its people. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians' death resulted, millions of lives uprooted, and entire cities leveled over the heads of their inhabitants. But the world is supposed to forget these basic facts because 15 people lost their lives at Bondi through the actions and motivations of perpetrators that have yet to be factually determined. The speech Zionist advocates are determined to criminalize has nothing to do with anti-Semitism and everything to do with anti-Zionism. They want to outlaw criticism of the Zionist entity and its right to inflict genocidal violence upon Palestinians. Not only is the Zionist entity not held to account for its crimes, colonialist countries who have inflicted infinitely greater violence on the rest of the world provided every diplomatic cover to shield the entity from accountability. Why would they do otherwise when it is their money and weapons enabling the genocide? Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Australia.